In Petersburg's North Harbor, the stage is set for a day of intense competition and community spirit. As a crowd watches from an elevated dock, a smaller group gathers on the skiff float below. The two-person teams are preparing for the blind boat race, in which a blindfolded teammate rows through a course based on the instructions of their sighted partner. But that's not the event this story is about.
The first one to fall in, lose their balance, they're eliminated. Single elimination here. The men will roll first.
Susan Erickson is the event announcer, but she also plays another crucial role in this tradition. Her company, P&W Insurance Agency, sponsors the event.
We've been involved in the logging events, since I came here in 81. Years ago, the chamber reached out financially, and we would always sponsor the log rolling. Now we're running the Harbor Games, which are the herring toss, the blind rowboat race, and the log rolling.
To say the Ericksons are involved in the celebration may be an understatement. In fact, they're a log rolling dynasty. Susan Erickson is a log rolling champ. Her husband, Jeff, was the male title holder for years, until he was usurped by their sons, Skipper and Britton. Britton, a 3-year defending title holder, says he got started like any other kid in Petersburg.
By watching the adults on the log roll when you're 5, 6, 7 years old, and my parents were always winning it, actually. People would ask my dad, like, are you going to get wet? And he'd say, nope, I'm not getting wet. And then he'd go and have a duel on the log. The crowd would go silent until he took his step on the dock and then, rah! You didn't get wet.
Britton has quite a legacy to defend. This year, his brother and former champion, Skipper, is back in town for the first time in 5 years.
He is adamant that he is better at the log roll than I, and we'll just have to see.
The rules of the competition are simple. Two participants compete to stay on top of a floating, rolling log as long as possible. The winner moves on. Mastering this sport is no easy feat, especially when you only get on the log once a year.
We got these large cable spools that we'd roll on in the parade sometimes that a lot of people attribute to, like, are practicing, but nah, we don't really practice ever.
As for what has allowed the Ericksons to stay on top of the log for so long?
The big debate is always socks or no socks.
I always wear socks, but I don't think it matters that much. It really boils down to just your balance.
My kids have great balance. As a parent, you're proud of your kid for having this very odd skill set of being able to stay on a log.
It's finally the day of reckoning. Will the Erickson brothers defend their family's honor on the log? Odds are looking good. Just before the log rolling begins, the duo, under the name Ice Road Truckers, won the blind rowboat competition in a show of family unity.
Ice Road Truckers it is with a time of 45-44!
As the heats are announced, it seems the brothers' reputation precedes them.
Oh good, I'm going up against the Erickson. Oh.
Round by round, the Ericksons advance towards the final. And then, the outcome almost everyone has been hoping for. The brothers will go head-to-head for the title.
This is the championship roll here. Former defending champions, each one of them. Skipper Erickson in blue. Britton Erickson in red. Woo! This is brotherly love and brotherly rivalry. 1, 2, 3.
And just like that, it's over. One brother falling into the drink just after the other. Like a phoenix, or maybe a beaver given the context, Skipper emerges from the sea, king of the log. As for what gave Skipper the edge...
Keep an eye on his feet.
Yeah.
See what he's trying to do and just get a little bit ahead of him. And then I knew once we got the log rolling, it was just going to be whoever could stay on top, whoever could run the fastest.
And it wasn't me.
Skipper hopes to return next year to defend his newly reclaimed crown. If he can't, though, there's another Erickson heir, waiting in the waves. Reporting from the waterfront of Petersburg, I'm Olivia Schmidt.